Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, they are re-engaging once again. Just as common sense would tell any of us that that's exactly what's going to happen. They're talking about it in China right now, all over the world, about how COVID-19 is spreading. And we all knew this was coming again. That wave is appearing again. And I'm making reference to, I remember right before the said pandemic, I remember the dream that I had, and I'm not one that shares this information with many people. But with that said, I'd woken up, and when I did, I went and told my wife I had another dream, and they're usually bad. They're usually fearful. And if you look in Scripture, that's how they come. Go to Nahum 1, how the Lord has his way in the whirlwind, and they're usually tornadoes. This one in particular was not a tornado. It was, in fact, a tsunami. And I seen the first wave come in, and I knew that that was at the very beginning of the pandemic. The second one was another wave coming in, as tsunamis do, but it was a little bit bigger. And then I seen a third wave, and I knew that if we didn't stop it at the second wave, the third one was going to come in and cause major destruction. And about a week and a half ago, I was out of town, and I woke up, and right before I went to bed, this time I seen the top of a huge tsunami coming in again. And I knew exactly what it was, because the people didn't listen. They didn't take heed. They don't understand that prevention is better than cure. So friends, here comes another wave, and it's bigger. And we can sit back and we can watch it. But I'll tell you this, friends, when I get something from the Lord, I know I got it. No devil in hell can take it away from me. So don't be a fool for your pains in trying to do so. Let's hold the Scripture, and that's what we're going to hold to in this particular case as well. Again, read Nahum chapter 1, the whole of it, and you will understand exactly where this is coming from. With that said, if you want to check it out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. And subscribe to that page. Go to the live feed up at the very top there as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com, SOL Radio Live. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I got a question. So when I look at Scripture, for example, in Matthew 21:21, and I'm going to put this up to a post I just seen, and you know that you hear a lot of this from me, but it's a mischaracterization of the Christ on so many different levels. Man in America has made Christ to be some little meek, lowly individual, effeminate, of course, walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything is okay. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. Okay? When I look at Scripture like Matthew 21, verse 12, it tells us this. It tells us that, and Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And then what I do is I get these posts like this, and they sicken me to the core. These know not scripture, friends. This one says, the longer that I'm alive, the more that I believe that a mark of a true Christian isn't correct theology, as ideal as it is, but a heart longing after Jesus, a humility that reflects Jesus, and an ability to discourse in love, and instead of being abrasive and condescending. Really, one that is not correct in theology. That's the first prerequisite, is to know the doctrine, John 7:17. This is how far off and how far off base these people are when it comes to Scripture. She said, but a heart longing after Jesus like that. I'm sure she's making reference to Psalm 42, but she probably doesn't know that. Of course, we feed on the Christ every day. John 6:35. He is the bread of life. A humility. See, their humility, friends, is taking on something that God has not created them to be. They're talking about making and walking in a humility that looks like the Jesus that they created. Okay? And then she goes on, an ability to discourse in love. What is it, love? Was it love when Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees? Was it love when he was damning the Pharisees? Was it love when Jesus was healing the sick and raising the dead? Yeah, there's a balance to love. And love is not to be a counterfeit love or a dissimulated love or an unfeigned love. But love to these people is a character of God that he's only one way, not understanding that he's the judge first and foremost. And then she goes on and says, and an ability to discourse in love instead of being abrasive. So I had to take the time and correct the situation. And I said, you know, not scripture. She doesn't know scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures given by God for what? The inspiration of scripture comes from God for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And I think of Revelation 3, where it tells us that as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Folks, these people never repented. That they're adding Jesus to their lives, and that's not the gospel at all. It's not a relationship with you in Jesus. It's a union with you in Jesus. Galatians 2:20, what does it tell us? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. I am gone. It is he that lives through me for his glory. What do you mean a relationship? Give me a break, folks. And then she goes on, and of course she makes reference to not the word of God, but how her pastors just like what she said. See, what man has done, they have removed the word of God, and they put their hirelings in their place, John 10:12. Those that have been appointed unto themselves, anointed unto themselves and by man, and called unto themselves and placed by man to do what? To teach for gain. Folks, these people have a head knowledge of the word of God, and in most cases they don't even have that. But they have no experience or no testimony whatsoever in the things of Christ. And yet they're out there preaching Jesus. One that looks just like them. Listen to this. Mark 8:27 says this. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Philippi. And then what he did is asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? You know what they said? They said John the Baptist. They said Elijah. One of the prophets, Jeremiah. Oh my goodness. That doesn't sound like the Jesus that these people are preaching. Of course not. That's why you must study and show yourself approved unto God. 2 Timothy 2:15. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I just took the time to highlight a meme from a girl that doesn't know Scripture, almost in a way disapproving of correct theology, and yet Jesus told us that we must know concerning his doctrine, right? John 7:17, and then he tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, right? But this is all talked down by the modern church today. And they're looking for a Jesus that looks just like them, that meets their needs. They've created a God to suit their sins, and that's a violation of the second commandment in Exodus 20, okay? And they take love and they equate to man's fallen nature rather than to Christ's risen nature. And then I took the time to show you folks that this is the same Jesus that goes into the temple and overthrows the tables. And then I took you over to Scripture and I showed you where the disciples were asked by Jesus, who do men say that I am? And they said John the Baptist. Some say risen from the dead. Some say that of Jeremiah. Some say that of Elijah. Some say one of the prophets. That doesn't line up. It does not jive with what we see in the church today. In parallel, I talked to my wife's grandma. She was 98 years young when she passed away. She was born right after the Titanic. And we had many conversations. And one of the questions that I asked her was, what was it that when you'd go to church, what was it like when you'd go to church? She said all the way up until the 60s, listen carefully, that is until, what she didn't say is until the Supreme Court came in and committed an oligarchy where few rule over many, where the court said that you can't do this anymore. In the church in America at that particular time bowed to the state rather than standing up to the state. Read Daniel 3 like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But what was interesting is we asked her, what is it that you're used to hearing when you go to church? You know what she said to us? She said that every time we go to this the church on Sunday, she called it the Sabbath day, she said you would always hear the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets. What's spoken down? What's spoken down concerning what takes place in church theology today? And it's not theology, friends. It's heresy. The law and the prophets. It's the old. As a matter of fact, I just had a guy say to me yesterday. Got the email this morning. He sent it yesterday, and he said to me, "He goes, I'm just really confused concerning the scripture." And he was talking about the law, the Old Testament, and the law in the New Testament. And I said, I see your confusion. I said, you need to understand that Christ didn't do away with the moral law. I said, he did away with the ceremonial law. He embodied it. And you need to make distinction between ceremonial law and moral law, because Jesus never eradicated moral or abrogated moral law. You can't find it in Scripture. Matter of fact, he did just the exact opposite. He said, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill, in Matthew 5. And he came to magnify that law, Romans 3:31, and so does the church. Every real Christian loves the law of God, just like Paul did, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. And he was delivered from what the law couldn't do. Christ did by delivering him from the body of sin and death. And that's at the end of Romans 7. And also keep in mind 1 Corinthians 9:27 that Paul said, listen, if I don't practice what I preach, then I'm considered a castaway. Folks, we have left off our God. We need to meet him at the cross. We need to meet him at what his word has to say, rather than what these flaky lunatics that are responsible for culture today are responsible for. We need to get away from that. That's the problem. Whatever direction the masses are going when it comes to the professed church in America, look to the Word of God, and 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, you're going to find that they are heretical on so many different fronts. Stick to the Word, folks. Stick to the Christ. Scripture tells us that in the small prophets, as well as the major prophets, that the Lord will send seers or prophets from other nations to tell us what we will not listen to in our own country. And recently there was a UFC fighter that came out, and I'll let him do the talking. This is pretty impressive stuff. I praise God for this brother from another mother. But listen to what he has to say to America. This UFC fighter. Listen to
me. I'm English. See, so sorry, I know the people don't understand me, but I'm tired. Hey, USC. Hey, Miami. Hey, Florida. Listen, people, listen. Listen. What happened to you, USA?
What happened to you, US? What happened to you?
What's going on?
What's going on? You forgot.
You're the best of the best of the world,
he said.
The name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What happened to you? Wake up, USA. Go.
He said, wake up, America. He said, wake up, USA.
No, forget Jesus, people.
He said, no, forget Jesus, people. I could stop right there, couldn't I? What happened to you, USA? A foreigner. You forget, he said. He said, what happened? You're the best of the best. The Lord has made us that. A foreigner comes into a ring, wins a fight, wears a bandana with scripture on it, and asks the American people, Miami and Florida in particular, what happened to you? If America won't bow down, I'll bow down for America. We have foreigners coming into America asking the question, what's wrong with you? The world knows who we are, but yet we don't even know who we are. Jeremiah 6:16 tells us to go back to the old paths. That's what this guy just got done telling us, America. Have you forgotten who you are? Have you forgotten where you've come from? This just didn't land on us like we deserved it or something. This is not our own righteousness. This is what God did when he shed his grace upon us, Americans. And foreigners see us for who we are. And they're telling us to return back to Jesus Christ, saying, never forget, never forget. How can we? You know, when I, in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, Jesus always spoke in the natural that we might understand the spiritual lessons that he means to teach us. But it's interesting, every year that we've been able, I've always sought, the first thing on my mind when we go to Washington, D.C., we got to go there at least once a year if we can. And we always seek out more history of who we are and where we come from. And it always goes right back to the Christ, right back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what's interesting about it is the first place that I always want to go is Arlington. Americans, do we realize that Christ crucified is the pearl to the church? Like in the natural, Arlington is the pearl to American freedoms. And we're supposed to live unto them that died for us. Why is it that we need to be persuaded to do so? Do we not realize that freedom isn't free? Freedom's given unto us to do what we ought to do rather than what your will wants to do. We override that carnal will. And we bow to the spiritual will of God in his call. Why is it that Americans don't see this for what it is? I think the most profound thing about what this young man is doing is the fact that he is a foreign man coming into America, demanding the attention of all the people in that setting after winning his fight. And then he says, Florida, Miami, what happened to you? America, have you forgotten? That's what he says. Listen, I don't like these little mellow rants, but I'll tell you what, when I see this kind of stuff, it gets me right where it needs to get me. And that brings me right to a place of gratitude for what the Lord has done unto us. And if it is out of gratitude in which we serve God because of what Jesus did for us by covering our sin with his blood, Revelation 1:5, gratitude is the mother of holiness. And the Lord said, be holy as I am holy. The Lord says, seek ye my face. He also said, might I add, that you would find me. And a word of encouragement to those that are seeking the face of the Lord. The Lord says, it's his good pleasure to give unto you his kingdom. What is it that he won't give to his children that ask? He said he would hold nothing if it's for his purposes, and at the end, the glory of his son, Jesus. We'll be right back. We'll pick this up. Here it comes again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Rich Johnson. President Biden is touting the new report that shows inflation cooling, and he's taking credit for some long-term improvement.
Every single month of my presidency, we've added jobs, a total of 10,500,000 new jobs. 750,000 of them are manufacturing jobs.
The consumer price index rose at a slower annual rate last month. And 10 years after he came out in favor of same-sex marriage, the president's due to sign the Defense of Marriage Act into law. The bill mandates federal recognition for same-sex and interracial marriages. It is miserable in much of the USA as a massive storm blows across the country. It's even spawned tornadoes in parts of Oklahoma and Texas. Blizzard warnings are up from Montana to western Nebraska and Colorado. Sleet is the big concern in the eastern Great Plains. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, you know, I just want to say I am paying attention and doing my best to pay attention to social media platforms because there's a lot being said on social media platforms. And I just want to say this, and I want to say this in the coolest way that I can possibly say it. For all of you that are taking the time asking what the new assail, or should I say the new assault on the American people is, why don't you stand up and be Christian Americans and set yourselves in a position where you're on the offensive rather than the defensive and live your lives in such a fashion where the enemy fears what you're doing rather than you fearing what they're doing. That would be wonderful, isn't it? And I'll tell you what, that's exactly what the Lord makes. Soldiers of affliction. Soldiers set for the war that he intends to and has won. Again, just for the record, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to say this, you just heard this, Biden to sign May gay marriage bill at White House ceremony. We all do understand the scripture tells us the Lord made them male and female, right? We all do understand that marriage belongs to the institution of the church, right? And when we're talking about now the way that Thomas Jefferson said and meant it when he said it to Danbury Church, Baptist Church in 1802, the line, the wall that was put up to divide the church from the state is the proper way of saying lines between church and state, not the way that the government has meant it. And isn't it interesting that any given time that the government needs to distort and play the hypocrite, they'll do it at every given step. It's lines between church and state, which, by the way, is found in no founding document at all in America. It is found in Article 52 of the USSR. But I'm showing you right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, Biden to sign gay marriage bill at White House ceremony. There's no such thing. Do you also realize that this is a blatant violation of treason against God and man? He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And America, we're about ready to find that out. If we haven't gotten enough of it, rest assured, more of it's coming because we refuse to deal with the corrupt. Okay? Sodomy is condemned in every state of our union and still is in several states actively. But the said President of the United States of America, Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, he's signing a gay marriage bill. And don't forget about Alina Kagan, who's never judged a case a day in her life, who was appointed to the Supreme Court. She was responsible for queerifying Harvard, who was appointed just in time for what you're seeing today. This is the overthrow of all laws right here. If you let them do this, they'll do anything that they so desire. Kings will be made tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. When you gave the homosexual sodomite agenda the green light over 20 years ago in this country, this is what you were setting yourself up for. And notice simultaneously they're trying to normalize pedophilia. Adult child sex. That'll never happen. Oh, won't it? It's already happening. And see, the conservatives of the day, that the best that they're delivering up is basically promulgating and disseminating information that's completely untrue and making no reference to the law that condemns any of their crimes. Why all the censorship over at the sonsoflibertymedia.com? You just found out why. They hate the law, the devil, and his minions do. But regardless, we're not asking them for permission to obey God, now are we? No, absolutely not. But look what we're seeing, folks. I also wanted to highlight this for all of you that are still caught up into the little game between the unconstitutional Republicans and the unconstitutional Democrats, the unconstitutional two-party system that we were warned of over 200 years ago by George Washington and John Adams. You know, that one that's set to divide one against another, Mark 3:25, that Jesus warned us of. Look who is the one signing on to ensure the bill is passed. Illegally. Illegally. Who is it? The 39 Republicans who voted for the same-sex marriage bill. I thought they were the good guys, folks. Nope. I reiterate this. I pound this nail on the head over and over and over again. And it's interesting to see who they are. They're from North Dakota. They're from Nebraska. They're from Florida. They're from Ohio. They're from Minnesota, like Tom Emmer, who should way know better. I met that guy on top of my driveway, folks. I am surprised that I'm seeing Tom Emmer's name here. He's going to get a phone call from the dean. You got these Republicans, folks, from Texas that are signing onto this bill. Another one from Ohio signing onto this bill. From Iowa that are signing onto this bill. South Carolina that are signing onto this bill. To normalize something that has never been in the history of the world. This, folks, just let this ring in your ears, if you don't mind. This is the epitaph. This, you can't go any higher in assaulting heaven than this in aborting babies. And we've been warned of this over and over and over again. These are the last two things that take place in a nation before it's toppled. Sodomy, the normalization of sodomy, homosexuality, 1822, 2013 of Leviticus, Romans 1:24, Jude 1:7, that's the fruit thereof, and abortion. Once you give that a pass, you're done. You're done, folks. So it should come as no surprise when we look at what's going on, which we're segueing into the message even now. Here it comes again. Here comes that tsunami again. It's called the judgment of God. People want to know, look at the bad guys are doing, look what they're getting away with. It's not what they're getting away with, it's what they're appointed to do to a people that refuse to obey the living God. Oh, it's a fact. Look what's happening, folks. They're talking about in China right now about how COVID is spreading. They have no control over it. Like it's a wildfire. Right on cue, just to keep it alive, so they can come at you again and finish the job. Okay. China's talking about how the COVID-19 is running rampant once again. We all know it's fraudulent. I mean, forget again, friends, about the 27% increase that the billionaires on a worldwide basis have made over the last 3 years off this pandemic, this plandemic. Remember, folks, out of chaos, they create a new order. Look how the governors of states in the United States are corralling all of the business as they're attacking the little businesses and driving them to their corporate buddies, aren't they? Look at this alliance, friends, Isaiah 28, verse 18. It's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. Now, in the real world, I can tell you I was just at the airport. I seen throughout the duration of the time that I went to where I went and when I came back from where I came back from, I seen, I believe, one or two people wearing masks. But see, this is what they do. They begin to instill fear into the people. They use their propagandists and their useful idiots to stir things up. And then the pill in the jam, all of a sudden we begin to pay attention to what's going on. Then they got people wearing masks again. And then before you know it, they keep pushing fear and oppression. And then before you know it, they're telling you to go get your shots. And before you know it, your job is saying, listen, I've already been told that if you don't get your shot, I got to fire you. You see what I'm saying? This is what's happening again. And this has all been debunked 1.5 million times, but they're doing it again. And they're doing it again because the people on the globe refuse to deal with the guys that are perpetrating these crimes. That's the truth of the matter. That is the truth of the matter. Mexican state brings back mask mandate as COVID numbers rise again. Baloney. Baloney. Baloney, friends. Baloney. Here, let's, in contrast, look at this. A debilitating heart condition is linked to COVID and to a lesser degree, vaccines. You see how they keep pushing the story? This in the face of the facts. This in the face of even what the CDC is producing right now concerning this whole pandemic. In many cases, they're telling you the truth, but the mainstream media comes out and perverts the truth. They invert the truth. They tell you the lie. Now they're telling you that these heart conditions that people are getting from these said experimental jabs, it's not from the vaccines, it's from COVID. Well, it's interesting because if you take a look around on the scene, friends, throughout the country, and I get the opportunity to see that, the only people that are having adverse side effects are the ones that are having heart issues or having to get their body parts amputated or they're going blind or they're getting skin lesions or they're having strokes or they fall over dead. They're not the ones that have gotten the experimental jabs. No, just the exact opposite. Those that haven't taken the experimental jab, friends, aren't falling over dead. They're not having adverse side effects. No, this right here is all created by the mainstream media, and this is criminal on so many levels. On so many levels, folks. So many levels. So many levels. Can you imagine where this next one's going to go? If it's allowed to go. Oh, America, here, I just... there's things I'd like to say, and I do say, but I'm sick of saying. I honestly, if someone could help me in thought, 1-866-582-9933, I cannot tell you that I understand a people that sit back and allow corruption to do the things that they do without recompense. I cannot find anywhere in any founding document in this country that tells us that we're supposed to sit back and suffer these abuses. I can't find it. But I think people are looking for the answers, and no matter how many times I echo those answers back into their heads and hearts, they don't want to have to do anything about it. Folks, you're in a position where you have to. You have to take lawful action. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, so let's check some more of this stuff out. Here it comes again, friends. They're trying to say that it's the COVID, the virus, that's 99.997% healable and self-healable on its own, is the cause of all of the deaths, all of the heart conditionings, and all the adverse side effects. A debilitating heart condition is linked to COVID and to a lesser degree the vaccines. Well, remember when Bill Gates came out and he started accusing the parents that didn't get their kids vaccinated? Remember he started to accuse them of killing their children? Remember the guy that bought into vaccines, and before he knew it, he was a vaccine expert, and he was a doctor, and he was also out there acting as some sort of a representative to the people on a global basis. You remember all this? It shows you what money will buy. But they first have to find the Judases to do so, right? And that's what they found. And that's why we have constitutional authority to deal with all of this, if people are willing to do it. Okay, brand new article out, Health Impact News. Evangelical Christian Dr. Francis Collins, an advisor to President Biden, says 300,000 people have died due to COVID vaccine misinformation. Misinformation. Well, what do you mean? Well, Study: India's 2021 COVID-19 vaccine campaign caused approximately 3.7 million deaths in that country all by itself. It's coming again, folks. Talking about how this is happening in China. Talking about how this is happening in Mexico. The airlines have already set up for you to, for example, I got kicked off of Delta because I wouldn't comply, and I'm not going to comply. But I got kicked off for a year and a half. And by the way, I do have medical reasonings for all of that, but regardless, I know how people like to hide behind that. Regardless, if I didn't, I wouldn't care anyways because I would not comply because I see it for what it is. It is a plandemic. That's all it is. And we all know this. But the airlines have it set up that if you want to fly, you're going to have to comply. So before you buy your plane tickets, be careful because what they have on there is they will tell you that if something comes up where the CDC, who has now mysteriously become a government unto itself, says that we want to go ahead and force mask mandates, take your temperature, or whatever the case might be as to how they create it, then they can go and do so without any rebuttal from you, the paying customer, which shows you that the airlines are in the pockets of the government who is stealing from the American people and their tax coffers to extort them into obedience. That's exactly what's happening. Folks, it's happening again. They're coming back around for round two. You know, I'm seeing articles come up even during the show here about how Bill Gates is re-engaging in another pandemic. I just seen something this morning how some council got together and they were talking about creating another pandemic. Folks, here, I don't know. There was one guy online the other day who posted, and what he said was exactly right. And you're going to have to do your due diligence to find out, but he left a comment over the last couple days. It's exactly right. Where do these people have the authority to assail the people on a global basis by force? Where? They don't. Someone asked, is there recourse? Are you kidding me? Some people are talking like this and you've listened to me for years. Of course there's recourse. Resist. Remove the representatives. Prosecute the representatives. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. You are, folks, when you look at the Bill of Rights, you'll understand why you have the Bill of Rights. Because of what you're seeing today. The Declaration of Independence shows them on the offensive, showing us what not to put up with. Well, the American people are still dumbing down and desensitized, asking the most ignorant questions as to, well, is there recourse? No, you're supposed to sit there and submit to this. You're being laughed at by these people. They're so encouraged by the people that have gone along with it, by adding strength to their tyrannies, that they're re-engaging to do it again. Here, how about, I got the idea here. Here's about as black and white as it's going to get. How about the people on a global basis, lawfully, round up these criminals? The burden of proof is on them every step of the way. They have not proven anything since day one. They've circumvented it. They've attacked. They've demonized anybody that has proven what they're doing is false, but they have never proven that what they're doing is true. And that's why we got on Saturday's show how the people claim to be something that they're not. They don't know the law and the prophets, but they know the voice of the world. And put that up against 1 John 4:5. And the reason you hear the spirit of the world is because you're a part of the world. Those that hear God, they're a different people because they're born of the Spirit, John 3:3. Of course there's recompense. They don't have a right to attack you. Your politicians don't have a right to shut you down and attack you and to incriminate you and to do the things that they've done, to shut your businesses down. They don't have any constitutional authority in trying to strip you away from your Second Amendment right. They don't have any constitutional authority to attack your First Amendment, but this is what they're doing. They're doing it because it goes back to Edmund Burke again. Why is that they're doing what they're doing because they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. And as Edmund Burke said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what you're doing because you're constitutionally and first and foremost biblically illiterate. This is why, for the record, I do a whole show on politicians that we've reached out to that won't get on the show. This is why they won't get on the show. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know their sworn oath, but it doesn't mean that they're not to be held accountable. They put their hand on that Bible, and they must be held accountable. Until the people in the United States of America hold these criminals responsible for their crimes against all of that which they're responsible for concerning this genocide, it's going to happen again and again and again and again. It doesn't get any more clear than that. You know, I heard recently, Bradley, why is it that you're yelling? Well, first of all, I don't feel like I'm yelling. But I do. I will tell you this: I'm very aggressive when it comes to the fact that I hate injustice. And I would ask you the question: why is it that you're not yelling? Why is it that you're not aggressive? Why is it that you're not laying it to heart? Why is it that you're not valiant for the truth? Oh, there's a big difference. One's in the fight and one's not. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Bob, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got 3 minutes, my friend. It's all yours. What say you?
Hey, Bradley, I got to present in front of like 10 judges today at Commissioner's Court about the Brunson case that the Supreme Court is going to be considering January 6th. And the number on that is 22-380. And that's about when Ted Cruz and 99 legislators presented to Mike Pence that they needed to have a 10-day stay so they could investigate the machine voting in 2021, January 6th. And they didn't do it. And so anyway, these Brunson guys have a case called Brunson v. Alma S. Adams. And the docket number is 22-380. Please look into that because it's the most hopeful I've been. Even more than you being on the air. So,
thank you, Bob. No, will you do me a favor and send that over to me, please?
You know, I need to write down the freaking, what's the address?
It is Sons of Liberty. It's info@sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you. I appreciate it. Folks, in ending the show, thank you, Bob. And hopefully I'll get some more information on that. We'll take it through a little bit for you. Let's go full circle now, okay? So we have foreigners coming into America telling us, why is it that you've forgotten? Get back to Jesus Christ. We see in America they've created a Jesus that looks just like their pathetic, reproachful selves. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. I continuously reiterate that on this show. I hate when people mischaracterize God. Listen to this. It says, but unto the wicked, God saith, this is Psalm 50, verse 16, and it's important that you all hear this. For you will all be held accountable to what I share with you even now. Okay? But unto the wicked, those that know to do right and do it not, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, saith the Lord? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mouth and call yourself Christians, seeing that you hate instruction and you cast my words behind thee. This is the Lord talking to us. When thou sawest a thief and thou consentest with him and has been partakers with adulterers, James 4:4, you give your mouth to evil, you proclaim the evil report rather than the good report, and your tongue frameth deceit. You spit and you speak against your brother, you slanderest your own mother's son. These things thou hast done, saith the Lord, and I have kept silent. Thou that thoughtest I was together such as one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, you that forget God, lest you I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver.
Compliment
read Psalm 50, 16 through 20.
We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.